Hello and welcome back, entertainment fans, to the 1 Minute Movie Review Podcast. I'm your host, Mikey 1 Minute, and this week we're taking on Top Gun Maverick. And this is the first episode that I've released in a while because my previous laptop took a complete crap on me, and it took me a while to get a new one in. And this episode is going to be about Top Gun Maverick, which I went to go see in with another podcaster and a fellow friend. I had a different experience than probably most with this, and I'll talk about that here in a second. But there was a group of young ladies that were sitting right behind us in the theater, and every time Miles Teller came on the screen, she let out an audible gasp. Even more so, that even when she saw his name in the credits, I think she might have even said, "Hi, Daddy." So that was pretty fun. This is the first movie that, even from CinemaCon, I heard a lot of critics saying that people had an emotional reaction to. They were saying it was a perfect movie or a great movie. It made my experience, I was expecting perfection when I saw this one, and that's not what I got. And it's the first time that the reviewers and everything that I followed leading up to the podcast kind of ruined my experience in this one. Still a great movie, still one of the better sequels I've ever seen, but it is not a perfect movie. But I'm spoiling everything here. So this one is Top Gun Maverick. It's only currently in theaters. It's got a runtime of 2 hours and 11 minutes and a quick casting of Tom Cruise and Miles Teller, and the rating is PG-13. So without further ado, 60 seconds on the clock, let's go for Top Gun Maverick. What's it about? A pilot that the military has long tried to force out has a long journey of redemption and forgiveness. Why to watch it? The aerial fight scenes alone are worth the price of a mission. They do a fantastic job tying the original movie to this one. The Val Kilmer scenes in particular tugs at all of the feels. And I did enjoy the throwbacks to the original as well. And this time, Tom Cruise upgraded from Wrangler's jeans to Wrangler's capri pants in his beach scenes, so that was an improvement. And there were so much baby oils. Why to skip it? They play it as a feel-good story far too much. It almost feels like they played it too safe. With the exception of one time, I never thought any of the pilots were in real danger. It's hard for me to believe this from a military standpoint that this was allowed to even happen. Some of the scenes were so terribly done from a military standpoint that I'm surprised that they haven't gotten some flack about it. The forced love interest felt more like a distraction than part of the overall story. Rating out of 10. I'm not going to go as crazy as everybody else did for this one. It's a very solid movie and one of the better sequels ever made, but I'm going to give it a 7.9 begrudgingly. Follow me on all the social medias in the show notes below. And as always, thank you for listening and share me with a friend or an enemy. It really doesn't matter to me. So if you got 1 minute to spare, you can spend it with me as we scour the skies looking for tidy whities and Wranglers, but all we find is redemption and baby oil instead. Wait, what?